Well, today we have a very short gospel about Jesus' teaching about John the Baptist and who exactly John was. The Lord begins this passage in Matthew chapter 11 by saying, "Amen, I say to you." Whenever the Lord uses that word, amen, he's about to say something very solemn, very true. In fact, the word amen means truly. Sometimes he says, amen, amen, I say to you, which sometimes is translated, truly, truly, I say to you. Amen means that you believe, that you stake your life upon what you are about to say. That's why when you receive communion, the priest says, the body of Christ. And it's no simple thing to say amen, which means I believe, I'm willing to die for this truth. I believe this with all my heart. I'm willing to stake my life upon it. And that's what the word amen means. So now the Lord says, amen, I say to you, among those born of women, there has been none greater than John the Baptist. So Jesus is saying that John is the greatest figure so far in the history of the Old Testament, greater than Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, greater than all the prophets and patriarchs and priests of the Old Testament, that there's none been born who is greater than John the Baptist. He really is the last of the Old Testament prophets and the first of the New. John is the bridge between the Old and New Testament. John was mentioned in prophecy that before the Messiah came, there would be the Elijah-type figure that would arise, that would call people to repentance and conversion, and would be the messenger, the voice crying out in the desert. John would be the best man, Jesus would be the bridegroom, and there'd be none greater than John the Baptist of all those born of women. But then Jesus says something which is hard to understand. He says, yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. The least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And sometimes the word kingdom of heaven refers to heavenly, the kingdom of heaven, and which is the next life where God is. But sometimes it refers to the kingdom of heaven on earth, which is the church. And according to most of the fathers and doctors of the church, this is what the Lord is referring to, the kingdom of God on earth, which is his church, which means that you and I are even more blessed than John the Baptist because he lived in the old dispensation under the law. We live in the new dispensation under grace. He lived in the 12 tribes of Israel, part of the Old Testament dispensation. We live in the kingdom of God, which is the church that Jesus Christ established with his grace, with the sacraments, with baptism, with the Holy Eucharist, with confirmation, with the holy sacraments. And that is why we are more blessed even than John. We who are least in the kingdom of heaven, in his church, is greater than John. Because we have the divine sacraments. We have the seven sacraments of God's grace. We can belong to the kingdom of God on earth, which is the Catholic Church. John the Baptist never received the Holy Eucharist. He never received the sacraments. But we do. And so that's why we are more blessed even than John the Baptist. He lived again in the old dispensation. We live in the new dispensation, which is after Christ founded his Catholic Church. That's why he says the least born into the kingdom of heaven is greater than he, more blessed than he. And he says all the prophets up to this time talked about John. And you are willing, if you're willing to accept it, he is Elijah, the one who is to come. So John the Baptist is the fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecy of the last prophet who would prepare the way for the Lord. He's not the reincarnation of Elijah. He is the one with the mission of Elijah and the power of Elijah to prepare people's hearts for Christ. John the Baptist is that Elijah-type figure who would come right before the Messiah. Just as Elijah lived in the desert and ate locusts and wild honey and wore camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, so John the Baptist ate and dressed exactly like Elijah. John the Baptist ate locusts and wild honey. He lived in the desert. He wore camel hair garment. He wore a leather belt around his waist. He and Elijah would be almost identical as far as mannerisms and dress and preaching. And John the Baptist would prepare people for Christ. And so this is what the Lord is saying, that John is that Elijah-type figure. And yet, we're even more blessed than John because of we're born within his Catholic Church that Jesus established, the kingdom of heaven on earth. So we should realize that we are truly blessed to be born at this time in history, that we do have the Catholic faith, one holy Catholic apostolic faith. We have the seven sacraments. We have our Blessed Mother, the angels and the saints. So we are even more blessed than John the Baptist.